This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Ned Fauth, last name F-A-U-T-H, Ned is N-E-D. Date was October 5th, 2022. Place was Mission Point in Flint. In paragraph patient profile, Mr. Fauth is a 62-year-old male who just moved into Fenton Healthcare for rehab and also for wound care. New paragraph history of present illness. Mr. Fauth's main problem is severe peripheral arterial disease, period. At one point in the past, he needed a subclavian bypass due to poor circulation going into the left arm, period. At that time, he could not hold his hands up for more than 30 seconds, period. He says he has always worked above the head, period. He did electrical work, period. He also did some heavy lifting for a while. He also was in the military at one point, period. At the time of that surgery, he had decreased feeling of the left hand, period. This is better, although there's still some numbness in the left upper extremity, period. New paragraph. He then developed severe peripheral arterial disease of the lower extremity, especially the left, but he actually has the left and right femoral bypass grafts, period. There's open wounds on both of them, period. They're for the most part healed, but there's still a bit of granular tissue for which he needs wound care, period. There's some pain there, and there's pain in the left groin, especially in left lower abdomen, likely related to the wounds, period. He actually had more than one surgery, period. He had a right-to-left femoral bypass graft with what they call a PTFE, put in this capital P, capital P, capital F, capital E, and he had to have a redo graft a few weeks ago by the vascular surgeons, period. He's had to have incision and drainage and a redo, period. The vascular surgeons are following, period. He admits to having smoked, but smoked heavily up until 10 years ago. Now smokes minimal or to none with cigarettes, period. New paragraph. He is oriented to time and place and knows what's going on, period. He feels weak in general but can walk. But he was coming brought up here with a wheelchair, so his ability to walk is not great, and he needs physical therapy, period. He does hope to be able to go home, period. He does have his wife at home, period. He comes to us also in Xarelto, presumably for the peripheral arterial disease, period. He has depression stable and he's on Trintellix, period. He denies having diabetes mellitus, but he does have a history of hypertension and his blood pressure is borderline at the present time, period. It was 142 over 80 today and 149 over 91 yesterday, period. He denies any headaches or any cardiac symptoms and does not know of any heart disease, period. He does have a history of COPD. He does have the preventable inhaler available every 6 hours as needed for wheezing or dyspnea, period. New paragraph. A review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye denies complaints. ENT, slightly decreased hearing, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, slight lower abdominal pain, this proximal to the groin incision on the left. No nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea. Sometimes has a bit of constipation, no bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, he's weak in general, period. He has some back pain, which attributes to heavy lifting. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Skin, he has the wounds as noted above, and there's also a left heel wound, period. This has some moisture, period. No rashes. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. No alteration in temperature tolerance. He hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. The paragraph past history is positive for peripheral arterial disease, bypass grafts, COPD, low back pain, hypertension. And family history. His mother had heart disease and sinus problems. His father had cancer of the bowel. His parents are deceased. New paragraph, allergies, mold, bee stings, mildew in trees, not to meds. Medications, Chantix, 1 milligram twice a day for smoking cessation. Trintellix, 20 milligrams twice a day. Proventil HFA, 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed. Cilostazol, 50 milligrams twice a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Chain of omeprazole is 40 milligrams daily. Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Lopressor, 50 milligrams daily. Lidocaine patch, 4 milligrams twice, or topically daily to the back. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams every 8 hours. Fluticasone dacetylmeterol, 250/50, 1 puff twice a day. Vitamin D, 25 micrograms daily. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams daily. Acetaminophen, 50 milligrams every 6 hours. Puren. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams 3 times a day. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams nightly. Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily. New paragraph examination. He is not acutely ill or distressed and is a bit weak, period. Blood pressure 142 over 80, temperature 98.2, pulse 109. Respiratory rate 18, O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular moves normal, oral mucosa normal. He has normal inspection. His dentition is poor and he has many missing teeth. neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, trachymid line. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema, and the pedal pulses are palpable bilaterally, period. The radial pulses are palpable bilaterally, period. Abram soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, period. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. There's no inflammation or effusion of the knees, no cyanosis. Skin reveals granulation tissue at the right groin wound and measure about 6 centimeters. And there's a bit of granulation tissue in the left groin wound as well, period. He has a heel ulcer that is a bit moist, but fairly clean. There's no signs of infection of the heel or the groin wounds, period. There's no rash elsewhere, period. Skin everywhere else is dry and palpation. Mental status is oriented times 3 with normal affect, period. New paragraph assessment of plan 1. Mr. Faust has severe peripheral arterial disease and he has healing wounds, and we will get wound heal for his groin wounds, period. He had a femoral. Had femoral bypass grafts and a redo graft, period. The site looks clean, period. He does need a bit of wound care, period. We also get wound care to the left heel, period. It's relatively clean at the present time, period. 2, he has hypertension. And the blood pressure is borderline at the present time, period. I'll observe on lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, an increase if needed, period. He's also on lopressor 50 milligrams twice a day, period. 3, he has depression, and I'll continue Trintellix 20 milligrams daily, period. 4, he has peripheral neuropathy, and I will continue gabapentin 300 milligrams every 8 hours, period. 4, he is on Xarelto for the peripheral arterial disease, period. 5, He has severe pain, not only in the wounds and groins, but in the back, and some of it's chronic. I'll order hydrocodone with Tylenol 10-325 one twice a day. Period. I've changed. I'll do 5-325 one twice a day. Period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.